First Saturday of training camp, and the Broncos are working on the weekend. Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV, and here's three things you need to know from today's practice. Kyle Williams out for the year after suffering an Achilles injury. Add him to the list with Ryan Clady in the offensive line now doing what it can to make up for his loss with veteran guard Luis Vasquez, an all-pro, leading the way.
I don't even listen to outside noise. My job is to get myself and the rest of the line ready to play, and you know, my mentality is, by the end of the fourth quarter, we want to feel your soul wilt in our hands. So I'm trying to instill that in the offensive line because it's dirty work. So, you know, you might as well get nasty with it, and that's what I'm trying to instill in the young guys. They're all just big-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know, trying to take in any information they can. And, and whatever I'm saying or Coach Clancy's putting out there, or even Ryan Harris, you know, he's been around the league a number of years. So anytime, you know, any one of us has something to say, they're a sponge, they're trying to soak it in and apply it to themselves.
Every day out here on these fields, players get a chance to put something on tape, put good reps on film. And today, head coach Gary Kubiak said a pair of players did just that, starting with third-year defensive lineman Sylvester Williams.
You know, I'll tell you something that jumped to me today. I just told the team, I told them when they watch the film today, I want them to watch it backwards. I want them to start with the end of practice instead of the beginning. Because probably the majority of the mistakes we made, with the mistakes we made in practice, most of them are at the end of practice. It tells you you're making mistakes when you're tired. But a guy jumped at me, Sly. I'm looking at one-on-one at the end of practice, and Sly looks like he had one heck of a period over there. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for guys making plays, you know, when they're dog tired, you know, because that's what you got to do in this league, make them the third, fourth quarter when the game's on the line. He's got a long body. He's got a long stride. He can really run. He's got a big catch radius. I think you guys who've been watching practice would agree that through OTAs he was an impressive player. So it's going to be important to see how he does. But one of the things he's really got going for him, he can handle a lot of information. And he knows every spot out here right now, and that's an advantage. So I think he's going to have an excellent chance to help this team.
And finally, the Broncos are sticking to the plan and being careful with wide receiver Demaryius Thomas, easing him back onto the field as he learns this new offense.
It's just what the coaches want and the trainers want. You know, we're going to take it easy. I haven't been here a while, haven't played ball in high altitude in a while. So, you know, we're going to ease into it so I'll get no injuries and be ready to go when I'm in better shape.
If DT had been in this offense for a long time and I wasn't worried about assignment stuff like that, I probably wouldn't be so good. But that's probably the number one thing that we got to catch up on with him right now. You know, his conditioning looks good. We're just trying to break him into football stuff, you know, the right way.